Are you ready to step into your power? If so, I want to tell you about my brand new one-to-one mentorship program, Powerhouse. Power stands for productivity, organization, wealth, energy, and relationships. The five things that I teach my clients to help them step into their fullest potential. So if you are tired of playing small, ready for change, and want to excel in these five areas, go to jenniferfordberry.com and sign up for a free application call to see if you are ready to be a powerhouse.
Welcome to the Make Room Show, formerly titled The 29-Minute Mom. I am your host, Jennifer Fordberry, certified professional organizer, best-selling author, and coach. I've spent the last two decades teaching women how to get organized so that they can free up more space, time, energy, and money. This podcast is for the woman who wants to make room in her home and in her life for the people and the things that matter the most. Each week, I am bringing you episodes that will help you feel less overwhelmed and more inspired to create the life that you deserve. So come on, girl, let's do this together.
Hey there, everyone. Happy holidays, and thanks for joining me again on the Make Room Show. Today is a very special episode. Because guess what? This open nester has a full nest again. The chicks are back. And I could not be happier. We're a few days away from Christmas. And so I have my kids with me today, Ransley and Bryson, both home from college. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Happy holidays.
So I thought today would be a great episode to do while they're both home to kind of talk about their experience as far as going far away from college or far away from home for college. If you've followed the show for a while, you've heard me do other episodes with just talking about how it is to send your kids away, how it is to be what I like to call an open nester. And just the season of my life is full of change, and it's full of change for them too. So I hope this episode will be helpful for all of the moms out there and maybe some of the kids too, if you are either, you know, going to be experiencing this soon or are considering sending your kid out of state for college. So I'm excited to hear what you guys have to say. So just as an update, Bryson is a freshman. He just finished his first semester in college. He goes to a college in St. Augustine, Florida. We live in New York, obviously. And then Ransley just graduated. So congratulations.
Thank you.
She just graduated from a college in Tampa, so she is officially out of college for right now. And they're like one's starting and one's finishing, so we thought it would be good to have them both on. So the first question I have for both of you, and you can start, Ransley, is what gave you the courage to go so far away for college?
You and Dad both encouraged us for a long time to spread our wings and kind of figure ourselves out for just getting away from this area just because it's so small. I was just sick of knowing everyone. Everywhere I go, I feel like I know somebody, which is nice if you need someone because then you always have somebody to go to. But I just wanted a fresh start, and I just wanted my own place where I could really just be myself. And I kind of was feeling suffocated living in a small town. And I knew that I wanted to be by the beach, and obviously we don't have that here, and I wanted sunshine every day. So now I get that every day. I will be staying in Florida because I just cannot get enough of that sunshine.
That is true. You love that sunshine. How about you, Bryson?
I always think it's great to branch out. I've always been a person fond on meeting new people, so it was never a big deal for me, but I was bigger on a baseball standpoint. And Western New York, everybody knows it's very hard to play baseball up here. You're indoors for most of the season beginning of the season, stuff like that. So it's super tough to play baseball up here and, you know, get as many reps outdoors and all that stuff. So I wanted to be, you know, the best player I could be. And I knew going down south, it would be a lot easier. So I kind of set myself you know, my sights down south in the recruiting process, and I just kind of lucked out, you know, getting offered by a school down there. So it's been a great choice for me. I've met great people, and, you know, I hope to keep branching out. That's why I always think it's great to, you know, go to a college outside of your little area, you know, meeting new people and making connections you never thought you could. I just think that's huge, and it was good for me.
Yeah, that's one of the things your dad and I really wanted for both of you, is to be able to make new connections, because obviously when you stay in your hometown area, you're already connected. And I think that later on when you're looking for careers and jobs, and you never know, it doesn't hurt to have friends in all different states and all different parts of the world. So I am happy that you both have that experience. Bryson, I have to say that you had more experiences in your first semester away than many people do in a whole time they're at school. So tell us, as a freshman, how was your first semester? Was it hard to get acclimated? Were you ever homesick? And, you know, what was it like the very first few months?
Oh, super tough. I mean, you prepare yourself. You tell yourself, you know, you're not going to be the big guy around anymore. You know, you got to be humble. You got to trust the process, all that stuff. But, you know, people can tell you that, and you can think that all you want, but it's still really tough to adapt. I mean, you know, nobody can really prepare you for moving miles and miles and miles away from home, especially playing sport and trying to prove yourself in front of 30 new people, teammates and staff. It's really tough. And, you know, on top of that, college academics obviously aren't easy. So just balancing that the best you can, and, you know, just learning from your mistakes, learning from everything and building off of it, and just keep working hard, keep working at it, and you'll be just fine. That's kind of how I learned, from a standpoint of that. Even if I'm not performing on the field, I can still go to the field early and get the coach's attention by, you know, just working hard, working harder than other players. And, you know, it's tough, but, you know, everybody around you knows this kid's, you know, coming from far away. They're, you know, they try and help you out in that sense. So I feel like I've been blessed with, like, good coaches, good teachers, good friends that kind of can understand, you know, the struggle. But either way, it's just, it's on you too, to make the, you know, to adapt.
Yeah. And Ransley, yours was a little different because you weren't part of a team. I think it was easier for Bryson, as, you know, a new athlete. He went in, you had a team waiting for you, which is basically a family of friends. Your dorm hallway is full of other incoming freshman athletes. So now you are all on the same playing ground. Ransley, you came in it into school and you weren't part of a team, so that was a little bit different.
Yeah, I feel like I had two first semesters, honestly, because my first real semester of college, I went to a community college that was like 2 hours away from where I grew up. And it was still far enough away where I could get that new beginning. But I did have a team. I went there to play volleyball. However, I graduated in 2020 during COVID. So I went there with high hopes that I was going to continue my volleyball career. However, that was when our governor decided to shut down indoor sports. And that semester before, that August before my college career would start, I was accepted to the University of Tampa. So I deferred my application one more semester because I would have graduated from my community college early since I had college credits already. So I had that semester, which was honestly not fun at all because it was in the middle of COVID and there were very, very strict rules, especially in New York. And then I transferred to Tampa the following semester and got a whole new first semester. And it was amazing because Florida was so open. There was barely any COVID rules. I think we had to wear masks the first semester. I don't really remember.
I think you had to wear them sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the dining hall maybe. Mm-hmm. And then, but that was where a lot of my learning came in. Getting acclimated to living in a big city was very different than living in the small town that we grew up in. So I definitely had to learn from that and also balance between, okay, now I'm not an athlete anymore, so I'm not on this strict schedule all the time. And I needed to just focus on meeting new friends, but also I was in a very vigorous major, so I had to focus on school as well. And it was definitely hard to figure out that balance between your social life and school. So I definitely went through that process my first couple semesters.
That's one thing I think is an actual benefit for being an athlete is for you, Bryson, you don't have a lot of extra time. You have a very, very strict schedule. And I think both of you actually were a little surprised how much more difficult college is than high school. And so I remember you had a good time, Ransley, your first semester. And Bryson, he doesn't have as much time to waste. He's trying to prove himself as a freshman athlete, keep up with his grades. They also make you do study hall twice a week, right, at night, which is great. Yeah,
grade check, study hall. So you got to stay on top of your academics.
Yeah, so that's been good. How did you guys feel when you arrived? You grew up in a small hometown. You had tons of friends. And all of a sudden, you're kind of dropped off. We hung out for a few days, and then you're on your own and you have to make friends. Do you have any advice for kids listening that are looking at going to college next year? You know, you get there, you kind of feel like a fish out of water. So what did you do about that?
I mean, just stay open to everybody. I feel like you just got to be careful on who you stay around and stuff like that. Obviously you don't know these people, so it's, you know, tough to trust them at first, but, you know, also stay open with open arms. Just put yourself out there, you know, be social, try and go up to people. A lot of people won't just come up to you. So, I mean, for me, it's harder to say than Ransley, cause you know, I was on a team and stuff. So you're just thrown into the environment with other kids that are similar to you. So, but yeah, just welcome everybody with open arms, I guess.
Yeah.
I was super lucky because both of my roommates, I knew, I played club volleyball with them. So I was really close with my roommate at Tampa. And we were so scared our first week. We would, after our parents left, the school was way bigger than we really expected, but it was also kind of still a little bit of a ghost town because of COVID, so people were still like not sure about everyone's standpoint on it and if people were scared of it or not. But we essentially just started meeting people in our classes and also our halls, because I don't think we had many athletes on our floor. It was all pretty much students. And so we met people through there. And then also we met people like out and about and really just being like, hey, what's your name? How are you doing? Yeah. Like, where are you from? Because nobody's really from Florida at UT. They're all from the Northeast. And we kind of bonded with people by where we were all from.
Yeah, that's so true. As a parent, I can tell you for both cities, you can pick out the kids that go to the college a mile away. The first week of, you know, drop off, they walk around, they wear their merch from the school. Maybe they're, you know, for Tampa, they have the scooters. Even in St. Augustine, I mean, you can just tell who is a college kid. So I'm sure it's easy for you guys to pick them out as well. So what kind of advice, or let's start with this. What do you think, you can each answer this question, what are the top two or three benefits for going to a school that is away from home? Like not just a couple hours, but maybe out of state.
For me, did you say five?
No, a couple.
Or just a couple?
Yeah.
Number one was the weather. Obviously, we live in a very cold area, so the weather had a big aspect to it. I like branching out and, like I said before, making new connections. So that was big. For me, it was a baseball standpoint too. You know, the baseball is a lot better down there. And I don't know, just a bigger, better area, you know, nice area. I know for me, St. Augustine is a beautiful spot. So that had a big aspect to it, you know, right near the beach, you know, just beautiful areas. You know, there's stuff to do. A lot more stuff to do compared to back home and stuff like that. So those are just a couple things that came into, you know, put into play when I moved away for college.
Yeah, definitely the weather for sure. I do not miss shoveling snow off my car. I hated that, brushing car or the snow off my car. But also, I think the biggest thing, especially living in Florida, is there is endless opportunities for experiences, jobs. The market is just so much, it's booming down there. Like, there's endless opportunities. You know somebody and all of a sudden they're like, hey, you want to go to this like crazy concert or meet so and so. And it's like, we met so many famous people my first couple semesters at Tampa. It was insane. And I don't think I would have gotten those experiences here because it's just so small. You don't really get that. And then even after me now graduating, I feel like I'll still be able to have those experiences because it's just, there's so many people down there and it's such a great, well-known area. It's a big city and there's so much more to do than here, like Bryson said.
Yeah, that's good. What advice do you have for parents that listen to the show to help their child navigate this season of their life?
Don't keep them on lockdown. Don't try and, you know, influence them one way or the other. Like, be open to your kid going out of state. I know a lot of parents have them on lockdown, staying in state, and I understand that it's very expensive to go out of state and stuff like that. But I think anybody can do it. You know, have your kid apply for as many scholarships as possible, all that stuff, just branching out to different schools, seeing what opportunities there are, and just, you know, if that's staying in state, that's going down south like we did, just balance those options and see which one's the best for your child. And don't have them on just lockdown, staying around, you know, their hometown for the rest of their life. If they want to go out, I feel like they should have that opportunity too. It's very tough, but letting go of your child, you want to have them there all the time and build them up throughout high school, you know, stuff like that. Let them make their own decisions in high school too, just to see how they react to it. And if they, you know, they're good and responsible by themselves, that just shows you how well they'll do in college.
Yeah, I think it's super important to not suffocate your child, because even though you think 18 is young as a parent, it's such a great time to learn and grow as an individual. I moved away, and Bryson did too, when we were both 18. And I feel like now some people learn their independence when they're in their mid-20s, whereas we did when we were teenagers. So now I almost feel like it's just setting your child up better for success because they're already gaining that independence. They're gaining outside knowledge that they wouldn't have if they were still suffocated from that, almost not to an extent of suffocating, but like having to stay in the area where they know everyone. I think it's just very important for your independence and flourishing that.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can say this is bad, you know, all the times you want your kids here, but you know, the better we learn as humans is acting upon it. When that action happens and that negative consequence happens, then we really learn. So I feel like just to build off of that, as parents, you need to know that.
Yeah, good answers. What have you learned about yourself that maybe you didn't know before you left?
I feel like I have, and you had tried to push me so hard to be this in high school, but I was such a bad people pleaser when I was in high school. And I feel like I had to advocate for myself more, and it was very, very, very hard for me, and I'm still learning, but I think that was a big thing that I learned about myself was boundaries with people. I needed to learn that, and I wasn't learning that year.
Yes, this is true. I'm glad that you're learning boundaries now.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough question. Still really early. So
yeah.
I don't know. Just, I mean, I've learned to kind of, in her aspect too, you know, not get FOMO or anything like that. Just college is really tough not to get FOMO. But do your own thing. Do what's best for you. And that's kind of what I've learned is to, you know, there's more important things than maybe going out on a Wednesday night or anything like that. You know, you got the 8 a.m. test. Like, just FOMO sucks and you feel like you're missing out, but opportunities will come where you can hang out with friends. You'll be fine. Just because you miss one night, it's not a big deal. So I've learned to just take my future into aspect and, you know, out of the next days and learn that there's more important things than other things.
A lot of people get FOMO.
That's really good advice. I think I remember saying this to you about 100 times during high school, Bryce, and I would always say, you're not going where everybody else is going, that, you know, in school, so you can't act like everybody else. Because you had big goals for yourself, both of you did. So you should be acting different than your peers if your goals are higher. If you're setting higher standards for yourself, you have to behave differently. So I think that's great advice. So my final question is, Ransley, what is your advice for kids as far as now you've been through it? You're a graduate. Is there anything that you would have done differently or you wish somebody would have told you before you graduated?
I think that unless you have like a lot of work to do, and if you have all of your things done, everything squared away for the week, say yes to every opportunity you get, because it is just, you'll never forget those memories. And I mean, Mom, you talk about your college memories all the time, and just saying yes when you can to everything is, it just makes your college experience so much more fun. And meeting as many new people as you can, because when you're in college, you don't really think about it, but you are networking when you're meeting new people in college, because you never know who somebody's going to become. And even if they don't use their college degree, like, they could be the next big thing. And like, or you could help each other in your own businesses, or if you go on to graduate school, you can help each other with studying or tips and tricks. So I think that as well is really important for the networking aspect, because it's so big when you enter the real world.
I would definitely say that. I thought you were going to also add too, but I think it's important for parents and students to know that you really have to understand your credits and everything that goes into the major you want, because I think one of your lessons you learned is if you had tweaked your major earlier to something that you were more interested in, you would have saved yourself a little bit of time, which colleges don't care. Yeah. It's a business. They want to take your money. They don't care if you're there for 5 years, 6 years. So really, as parents and students, understand and keep track of your credits and know before you start, what is my exact path to get from starting to graduation? Does that equal the opportunity and the degree that I want?
Yeah, I think it's also important, like, make sure you're talking to those academic advisors, because they do offer more majors than just business or just biology or things like that that could be more interesting for you. That's kind of what I went through, like my mom was talking about. And also, it's very important that if you graduate high school with college credits, that you make sure that they transfer to your university, because they should transfer unless it's something very special that is just not counted towards your degree. But those college credits that you receive in high school should transfer to your university, and it will save you so much money and so much time. You do not want to retake a class that you already sweat your butt off doing.
No, that's a really good point, because you both had a lot of college credits going down. And I noticed that many parents, even students, think that credits from one state will not transfer to another state. And that's not true. All of your credits transferred, Bryce, and all of yours too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but they don't come chasing you down and say, hey, make sure you get all of your credits transferred. These counselors at the college, they don't care, because if you take the class again with them, it's just more money in their pocket. I know, Bryson, you're a freshman, so you just went through this. You had to go through the process of making sure every single thing transferred. And sometimes you have to do your due diligence as a parent, as a student, to cross the T's and dot the I's that first semester and make sure that they get all of the credit that they earned.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
for, I know, GCC, like our community colleges around here, when you take the class and you go through a syllabus week like they would in college, you still get that course syllabus. And my teacher my senior year for my health academy, she told me to keep all of them because that is the easiest way to make sure that those course codes are transferred to your next university. So if you are getting those syllabus, do not throw them away. It's way more easier to track down all of your courses that way rather than trying to remember your login to a community college that you were in 4 years ago.
Yeah, good point. That's a great point. Bryson, what advice do you have for maybe kids that are juniors or seniors right now in high school? They hear something like this and they're like, man, that sounds awesome. I'd love to do it, but they're scared or nervous.
I mean, those are usual emotions. Like, moving far away from home is tough. But I mean, if the opportunity presents itself and, you know, you get a lot of money off of school and it's just setting up right, I mean, take that. You want to set yourself up for success. And I just think there's just so many connections that could be made and all that stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of steps that go into it. I understand that, you know, you got to find the right school for you and you want to probably go the cheaper route a lot of the time to save you from student loans and, you know, debt and all that stuff. But, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, I don't see why you wouldn't take it. It's obviously, I was scared, most are, but I feel like 90% of the time it ends up working out if you give it the chance. So just follow your heart, first of all, and don't be, obviously you're going to be scared, but don't be. Like, you'll get down there, you'll make friends, you'll be fine. It, you know, every college has its own way, and you just got to give it time. That's all. Time is a big thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. I would say advice to parents for freshmen is just tell them before they leave, you can always come home after you finish your first semester. And ideally, I would have said after you finish a full year. I don't think you really get it until you've been there a year. But I know a lot of kids, especially your age this year, Bryson, that wanted to come home halfway through and they stuck it out and now they love it. So it's part of the growing process. You have to push yourself through some discomfort. And when you do, you're so proud of yourself for doing that. So it's worth it. And college doesn't last forever. And as you get older in life, you have less and less opportunities to just pick up and move wherever, whenever you want. So when you're young and fresh out of high school, that's a perfect opportunity. So I'm glad. And anything else either of you want to add?
Just let yourself become acclimated, like Mom was saying, because if you pull out too early, then you're going to miss the opportunity and you won't get to experience everything. I know a lot of people that do, and just give yourself that semester and don't let yourself just stay in your room. You have to go out and meet people because other people are in your situation too. Even though it feels very lonely at the time, there are so many students that are going through the exact same thing that you're going through. And if you're the light to somebody else, then you might meet your best friend or maybe your significant other that you're meant to be with. You never know.
Absolutely. Well, great answers, guys. And I am so proud of both of you. I've always wanted you to experience a full college, you know, situation, and you happened to both end up in the same state that I went to school at, but no matter where you went, I wanted you to kind of get into a new environment, and it's paid off for both of you, and you've handled it so well. So bravo. And Ransley, we're looking forward to seeing what you're going to do after school, and Bryson, you have a lot of fun to look forward to. So we're excited to come and watch you on that field this spring. And if anybody listens to the show and has further questions or is just kind of starting starting to navigate this process, it's hard. There's not a lot of advice out there. There's not, you know, a lot of high school guidance counselors weren't as helpful as we thought they would be. There's not a lot of classes and things like that. So feel free to reach out to me. I can even put you in touch with one of the kids, But if it was helpful, we'd love to hear back from you. And we just thank you for listening to the Make Room Show and wish you all a very happy, healthy, and safe holiday. And if your kids are home from college, enjoy every minute, because I know I will. Bye.